Staying in the local music scene, songwriting is an important component for members of the Sugar Beats, the Bloomington Normal rock, blues, R&B sextet. Band members Diana Calvetti and Pat Sheridan stopped by the WGLT studios ahead of their performance this weekend at the Sugar Creek Arts Festival. Calvetti told WGLT's John Norton that her first stab at songwriting happened 30 years ago.
It was an inspiration. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I had this song in my head and I got up and I wrote it down.
So, do you remember the song? Do you still have it?
We do, and it is called Hysterectomy Blues.
Hysterectomy Blues.
I was probably blue about something.
Tonight it's all or nothing, babe. I got those hysterectomy blues. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And there is no other song on the market called Hysterectomy Blues.
Calvetti, fellow vocalist Sandy Smith, and guitarist-vocalist Pat Sheridan are the principal songwriters in the Sugar Beats. The band also includes bassist Steve Hill, as well as Ron Orland on drums, percussion, and vocals, and Sarah Schramm on vocals. Sheridan said his songwriting began just over 40 years ago. He was a freshman at the University of Texas at Austin, a school known nationally for its outstanding music program. That's when he met up with friend Robin Wink.
Rob was a songwriter out of Florida, and we would just sit around the living room and write, me and his brother, and it just kind of got into my craw from there.
And as with most people, life happened after that, and Sheridan put his music on the back burner. It wasn't until 2008 that serendipity happened.
I got fired from a band. Your band broke up. We're sitting around twiddling thumbs, and we hooked up and started a project. And the project was to be able to play again, but also to have something to get these songs out the door. Everybody in the band had their own version of the similar story, songs stacked in their head, and a history of stuff that's just been sitting there on the table, and bam, it just came out.
Well, who gets credit for Long Time from Sunday?
I wrote that when I was 28 and had no clue what I was writing about. And that was one back in the 80s that just kind of dropped in the back burner. And as we were finishing that first CD, I said, I need a blues song to throw on there.
It's a long time from Sunday since you walked out on your own.
What did you think you were writing about?
I was writing about people having troubles. I didn't know it at the time, but I was digging out, you know, hurt and life experience that I hadn't had yet. And I didn't know how apropos that was, you know, 20 years or so later. But that song, of all the songs on the CD, was just the easiest one to do. It was my favorite of all.
Huh. Now it's a long time from Sunday. I just can't take you from my mind.
Song is Long Time from Sunday. It's from the Sugar Beats. Our guest, Diana Calvetti, Pat Sheridan from the band. I want to go back to you, Diana. I've talked to a lot of musicians in town over the last few years, and we talk a lot about how it has really become a vibrant music scene here in the Twin Cities. But we don't talk a lot about some of the venues that you play a lot, which you play other venues as well, but you play Cheeks, you play Gill Street, you play Baxter's, you play the Windjammer. These are venues we don't talk a lot about because we talk about the Castle and Night Shop and Jazz Up Front. How important are these venues and how integral are these venues for the Bloomington Normal music scene?
Each one of those venues have their own audience. You can always count on performing at those places and having a good audience. They're important to the music scene because it gets music out to people who don't go to Castle, who don't go to Night Shop. You know, not only that, but our friends who are band groupies, I guess, would come out to those places.
What I find interesting is you do see a lot of original music in town, too. We've had some musicians that we're friends with that have moved like to Dallas and things like that, and they want to hang themselves because they can't do their original work anymore.
In Dallas?
In the Dallas area, yeah. They say, you know, they come to a club or something of that sort, and there's an expectation of what type of style they're supposed to perform. So when you play a club, you know, there is a monetary factor. They're trying to bring revenue in. We're trying to play and have fun. And so I think all the venues out there just allow an opportunity to bring more onto the table. So what we do is a mix of the two.